Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome His Excellency Borut Pahor, the President of the Republic of Slovenia, and His Eminence Secretary of State Cardinal Pietro Parolin. Mr. President of the Republic, His Excellency Borut Pahor, Your Eminence, the Secretary of State, Cardinal Pietro Parolin, distinguished representatives of the civil and religious authorities, Your Excellencies, the ambassadors, and other representatives of the diplomatic corps, distinguished guests. I wish to welcome all of you to the blessing and opening of the new building of the Apostolic Nunciatura in Ljubljana. Let us first listen to the national anthems of the Republic of Slovenia and of the Holy See. I now cordially invite His Excellency Monsignor Julius Janus, the Apostolic Nuncio, to speak of the importance of today's ceremony.
Mr. President, Your Eminence, dear guests, I have a great honor and privilege to welcome you all and thank you for accepting my invitation to participate in the solemn inauguration and blessing of the new premises of the Apostolic Nunciature in Ljubljana. My predecessors had worked hard to find a convenient location for this diplomatic mission of the Holy See, and I got lucky to conclude the long process lasting about 20 years. Dealing with these matters was like Aventura di un povero cristiano, like the adventure of the poor Christian. It was certainly guided by God's providence. In fact, after different proposals, we have found the excellent spot in Ljubljana on the John Paul II Street, the Saint Pope and dearly beloved in Slovenia. More than this, we couldn't really ask. On February 15, 2012, I was able to sign the final agreement with the mayor of the city, His Excellency Mr. Zoran Jankovic, and purchased this house, which is a remarkable example of the Slovenian architecture. The other acquisition of the property next door belonging to the Jesuit fathers occurred earlier, and these two properties constitute now one unit. In 3 years' time, we have elaborated the plan, obtained the necessary permission from the Ministry of Infrastructure, financial resources from the Holy See, and finally accomplished the new building for the residence and the renovation of this house. I am grateful to the Catholic Bishops Conference who contributed to the artistic setting of the chapel in our residence. I wish to thank all the local authorities for their cooperation and the construction company VG5 for its effort to assure competent realization of the project elaborated by architect Andrei Mlakar and under the supervision of Mr. Dusan Blaganje. Last but not least, I wish to thank heartily Monsignor Francisco Escalante Molina, Councillor of this Nunciature, who accompanied this construction with great dedication and accuracy, especially when I was absent or couldn't go. He was always there. The blessing is taking place in the Holy Year of Mercy, which reminds us that our Lord was merciful and benevolent with our efforts. Let us enjoy this moment. Happy to have such nice and convenient diplomatic residence and offices here, and hoping that our beloved Pope Francis will come to stay for a while in his house in Ljubljana. Spoštovani predsednik Bodut Pahor, spoštovani kardinal, vaša eminenca Pietro Parolin, ekscelence, dragi gostje, iz srca se vam zahvaljujem, da ste z nami ob tej veseli priložnosti blagoslavitve nove apostolske nunciature. Zahvaljujem se vsem sodelujočim, da smo ta projekt lahko pripeljali do konca. Se posebej se zahvaljujem slovenskim škofom, ki so prispevali okrasje za našo kapelo. Sedaj ima sveti oče Frančišek v Ljubljani svojo hišo. Zato ga vabimo, da nas obišče in blagoslovi slovensko ljudstvo, ki ga ima tako rado in ga občuduje. Hvala za vašo pozornost.
Thank you very much, Your Excellency, the Apostolic Nuncio. I now cordially invite His Excellency, Borut Pahor, the President of the Republic of Slovenia, speak of the importance of the opening of the new building and grounds of the Apostolic Nunciatura in Slovenia.
Vaša eminenca, ekscelenca, predsednik državnega zbora, ekscelence, visoki gostje, gospe in gospodje.
Your Excellence, National Assembly, ladies and gentlemen.
V zares veliko osebno zadovoljstvo in čast kot predsedniku republike mi je, da sem tukaj po dolgih letih velikih naporov mnogih ljudi dobrega srca navzoč na otvoritvi teh imenitnih prostorov.
It is a great honor and a pleasure for me as a president of the republic to see after so many years of effort by many people to finally be here to inaugurate and open this important place.
Lepo na ključe je hotelo, da to se upada za letom, ko Slovenija praznuje 25. Obletnico razglasitve njene neodvisnosti.
It is a fortunate coincidence that we are opening the nunciature in the year we are celebrating here in Slovenia, the 25th anniversary of our independence.
To spominjam zlasti zaradi tega, ker je bil Sveti sedež med prvimi, ki je Slovenijo v začetku leta 1992 tudi priznal.
I'm recalling this because the Holy See was among the first countries to recognize the independence of Slovenia in the early 1992.
Vse od tedaj so si oblasti na Slovenskem prizadevale imeti za svetim sedežem dobre odnose, kar je potrdilo tudi nekaj podpisanih sporazumov.
And ever since our governments have tried in Slovenia to establish and maintain good relations with the Holy See, which resulted in signing quite a few agreements.
Ne nazadnje se to odraža tudi danes v otvoritvi teh prostorov.
And last but not least, of course, this also the opening and the inauguration of these premises here today is just another sign of that.
V imenu države se zahvaljujem eminenci, da je ob tej priložnosti obiskal Slovenijo, da je imel priložnost govoriti z vlado, danes tudi z menoj o vprašanjih medsebojnih odnosov in o vprašanjih, ki zadevajo svetovni mir.
And on behalf of the country, the state I represent, I would like to thank His Eminence for visiting today Slovenia, for having the opportunity of meeting various people in Slovenia, as well as the cabinet today, and me personally as the president, in order to re-establish our good relations, strengthen our good relations, talk about the relations between the two countries, and of global peace as well.
Oba sva zelo počrtala pomen sprave.
We have both emphasized the importance of the reconciliation.
Oba sva zelo počrtala pomen vse splošne strpnosti med ljudmi.
And we have both strongly emphasized the importance of mutual tolerance between people and peoples.
Zaradi nekaterih zgoščenih problemov danes družbe in svet v celoti potrebujejo več ne manj dialoga, več dialoga in več razumevanja.
Because of the series of problems we are faced with in our society and in the world, today, more than ever, we need more dialogue and more cooperation.
Privrženi temu dialogu, privrženi iskanju kompromisov, ki peljejo svet mirno naprej, si bosta Republika Slovenija in Sveti sedež še naprej prizadevala za vzorne odnose.
And of course, devoted to such a dialogue, devoted to such efforts to promoting peace and tolerance among the peoples, Slovenia and the Holy See will continue to cooperate and strive towards achieving these principles.
Svetega očeta sem tudi ob tej priložnosti povabil, da obišče Slovenijo kot velika moralna avtoriteta, ne samo kot cerkveni voditelj in veselimo se njegovega obiska v kratkem.
On this occasion I have also extended an invitation to a Holy Father to visit Slovenia not only as the representative of the church, of the head of the church, but also as a great moral authority. And we are looking forward to inviting him and to greeting him here in Slovenia.
Vaša eminenca, hvala za priložnost izmenjave naših mnenj. Veselim se najnega nadaljnega sodelovanja.
Your Eminence, I would like to thank you for the opportunity today to exchanging our views, and I'm looking forward to further cooperation with you.
Thank you very much, Your Excellency, Mr. President, for your kind address. I now cordially invite His Eminence, Cardinal Pietro Parolin, the Secretary of State, to speak.
Mr. President of the Republic of Slovenia, distinguished authorities, members of the national government and of the municipality of Ljubljana, distinguished members of the diplomatic corps, excellencies, members of the Catholic Bishops' Conference, distinguished representatives of the religious denominations, dear guests. I was delighted to accept the invitation to preside at this ceremony to bless and inaugurate the new buildings of the Apostolic Nunciature in Ljubljana. This has happily afforded me the opportunity to visit the wonderful country of Slovenia during this year of celebrations for 25 years of independence. Whilst recognizing the increased role which the country now plays within the international community, it is impossible to think of Slovenia without calling to mind its Christian tradition, its love of learning, and its cultural and architectural heritage. This is a significant moment in the relations between Slovenia and the Holy See, which, as the President did, was among the very first to recognize the independence of Slovenia on the 13th of January 1992. Very soon thereafter, on 8th of February 1992, diplomatic relations were established. In the following years, Slovenia twice welcomed Pope John Paul II in May 1996, and in September 1999, and these visits remain vivid in the memory of your people. The friendly and constructive relationship blossomed between Slovenia and the Holy See, and a major step came on 14th of December 2001 with an agreement addressing juridical questions, which was subsequently ratified on 28th of May 2004. This agreement recalls the principles of religious freedom guaranteed by the Slovenian Constitution and by those universally recognized fundamental human rights concerning freedom of thought, conscience, and religion. At the same time, the Catholic Church, with its juridical personality recognized by the state, is free to operate with respect for Slovenian laws, carrying out numerous activities that benefit the whole of society in the field of charity and education, in preserving cultural heritage, and in providing spiritual assistance. The mutual collaboration between these two independent and autonomous entities is beneficial for the promotion of the human person and of the common good. Now it is our hope that our constructive cooperation might lead to further steps being made together. So it is with great joy that we are now able to bless and officially inaugurate this apostolic nunciature, the diplomatic mission of the Holy See to Slovenia. One might ask why the successor of Peter has need for diplomatic relations with states and with international organization. It is worth pointing out that the Holy See has exercised the right of legation almost from the beginning of its history. When at the end of the 15th century the nation states were coming into being, the Roman Pontiff sent his representatives to them. Indeed, Papal diplomacy is one of the oldest in the world, and history bears witness to the Holy See's long and vibrant presence in the international sphere. The Holy See's mission is multifaceted, offering a moral voice in the world of international relations, reminding the world of the existence of transcendence values, and defending the pillars on which every civil society stands, such as the family, under severe pressure from a complicated interplay of forces in today's world. On these issues, the Holy See speaks out not just for some, but for all of humanity. In order properly to exercise this mission, to be truly attentive to the particular churches and to all human necessity, the Holy See needs to be present in an adequate manner in different parts of the world. Therefore, the construction of an apostolic nunciature such as this is a sign of the will of the Holy See to consolidate a stable and permanent presence in a state, in a spirit of understanding and effective collaboration with the government and with the local church. Bringing such a building to completion is not always easy and sometimes requires a considerable amount of time. I know that the President of the Republic, the Mayor of Ljubljana, and many important figures present here today have accompanied this process with particular care and attention and a willingness to help. To them, I would like to express the gratitude of the Holy See. At the same time, we are very grateful to the Episcopal Conference and the Archdiocese of Ljubljana, which for more than 20 years has offered such a convenient, for the Archdiocese of Ljubljana, which offered a location for the offices and the residence of the Apostolic Nuncio. I would also like to publicly recognize the effort of the Apostolic Nuncios, who sought out this location and helped to bring the project for this building to fruition. Allow me to recall how much was done by Archbishop Edmund Farad and by Archbishop Santos Abril y Castelló. Your current nuncio, Archbishop Julius Janus, has accumulated extensive experience in building new nunciatures. Indeed, after Mozambique and Hungary, this is the third building that stands as testimony of his ability. And this building, the nuncio tells me, has a very Slovenian touch. In the part that was renovated, the architectural style of an existing historical house was preserved, whilst in the new building there is a chapel designed and executed by a famous Slovenian artist, Father Ivan Marko Rupnik. I want to thank all those who, with their skill and hard work, have contributed to this magnificent building. As we inaugurate this building, it is of course important to recall that an apostolic nuncio must be competent above all in building the bridges of human relationship through dialogue and an openness to the humanity at the heart of every problem. Thus is the vocation of each and every Christian and underlines that the solid foundation from which we must start building is always our Lord Jesus Christ. I cordially invoke God's blessing of joy and peace for the people and leaders of this noble Slovenian nation. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Your Eminence, the Secretary of State, for your kind address. I now cordially invite His Eminence to bless the new building and grounds of the Apostolic Nunciature.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with this house and with all who live here.
When Christ took flesh through the Blessed Virgin Mary, he made his home with us. Let us now pray that he will enter this home and bless it with his presence. May he always be here among us. May he nurture our love for each other, share in our joys, and comfort us in our sorrows. Inspired by his teaching and example, seek to make our new home before all else a dwelling place of love, diffusing far and wide the goodness of Christ.
Let us pray. Lord God Almighty, we implore you to bless these new premises of the Apostolic Nunciature and those who live and work here. May you sanctify them through the works they perform, and may their deeds enrich the lives of those whom they serve and work with on behalf of His Holiness Pope Francis, and at last receive them into the dwelling place you have prepared for them in your Father's house, where you live forever and ever.
Amen.
Let us this water call to mind our baptism into Christ, who has redeemed us by his death and resurrection. May the peace of Christ rule in our hearts, and may the word of Christ in all its richness dwell in us, so that whatever we do in work and in deed and in work, we will do in the name of the Lord. Amen.
We were lucky today that God provided the outside blessing from heaven. So
Now, Mr. President of the Republic, His Eminence, the Secretary of State, and His Excellency the Apostolic Nuncio shall now unveil the memorial plaque at the entrance to the nunciature by themselves. We remain for a while.
We will be back.
So now we are going to wait a little bit. After the unveiling, the memorial plaque, the Apostolic Nuncio will give a toast.